Welcome to this podcast episode, which is about bye-bye perfectionism. And I took you into my sleeping room, which is not perfectly cleaned up, which you see in the background, and not perfectly designed. But I thought if I'm having a podcast episode about that topic, it should be aligned, right? So, welcome again to this podcast episode. And I want to tell you a little story about my path down being with a huge, controlling, and everything on time and structured until any second was structured in my life, guys. So I've been a triathlete for over 20, 25 years. I've did races from sprint distance, Olympic distance, middle distance to Ironman distance. So I did it all until I decided I want to become spiritual and a yoga teacher. So I have kind of a not so structured, how do you say, CV. So I did a lots of things in my life and I explored a lot. But in sports, I really learned to put the focus on something, give energy into something and just like split apart everything that keeps you away from reaching your goals. So I learned that, I would say the hard way, but I also wanted that and I enjoyed that very much, that phase of my life. Then I smashed my kneecap on Kauai, which is now 7 years ago, a little bit more than 7 years. And it literally took me in a completely different place of flow and trauma and chaos and emotional roller coaster. And I'm still not healed from that. But I'm now here and I'm just sometimes wondering, okay, what is it what I learned and what helped me? And even with, when I'm talking about triathlon and training, that I didn't do everything in the perfect way. And it helped me anyway to being really fast, almost in terms of running. Because I just like, I felt energy and I loved sometimes just to run, you know, and to beat it all out of me. But I wanted that. And it was fun. So, when I'm looking now on my life, I am a highly sensitive person. And sometimes I don't get it why I did that in the past. But on a higher level, and when I'm walking through my path, it makes so much sense because I am an artist as well. And I love that whole buffet of life. And I love to play with all the things. And I had a wonderful phone call today with a friend, and we were talking about the things that you have to get started somehow, and it doesn't have to be perfect. And living life to the full. I mean, everyone is talking about just get started somehow. It doesn't have to be perfect. And then it's like, oh, no, I won't do that. It looks like a mess. I can't do that. I don't have any script. No, that's too scary. But you know what? It makes me, as a person, more feeling free when I can speak up and what's popping out of my mind. And so, I also changed how I worked when I work with people in terms of I was teaching a lots of seminars in the past for companies and stuff. And I was very structured in a seminar. So it was like on point and every minute because I studied pedagogy and all that methods you have and techniques to teach. And also the psychology of learning. So I was very much structured. And you know how I came and just like put me out of bed in a completely different place. And I learned to trust. And that helped me so much. It helped me so much that I am not afraid anymore if I don't have a script or if I don't have it like figured out. I just do it. And of course, I fail. And you know what? remember when I did that sport and I said, I am very good physically, I'm very good mentally, but my tolerance of frustration was not so good when something went not the way how I wanted that. And then life came, put me into a place of chaos and trust versus going down the path. And I've been in really tricky situations, and everything was unfolding when I just at least a little was able more and more to let go also of perfectionism. And do you know Vilfredo Pareto, like the Pareto principle, like the 20-80 rule? If you put in like 80% and you have 100, and it would cost so much more like energy to have like 100% you put in to have a perfect output, I love to turn that around. So what if you just have that wonderful rule for yourself that it doesn't have to be perfect? And maybe sometimes you only have that capacity for 20%. And then maybe you have an output of 80%, but you can improve from that stage. And I like this if I have an idea or I want to do something, I want to share it in a way. So I'm still a very impatient person and I'm still learning. But my learning was, it works out, guys. It works out. And do you know how I teach now my seminars or classes, or whatever, when I teach yoga? And I love that. I was in Hawaii in a yoga studio and there was a yoga teacher and she said, okay, what is what you need right now? And I thought, wow, this is different. So I thought, wow, this is so cool, right? Not having the plan, just working with that group. So when I teach now, I have not that structure. I have, of course, a topic and I have the things that they are really important that the people get what they want or signed up for. But I also go with the flow. So life helped me that I can play both games. I can come back to structure whenever I want, whenever I feel lost. And I also can play and trust and go with the flow with people in the room. I ask him, what is it what you need? And then we have only those wonderful things we can play with. And when we talk about perfectionism, what is really important to understand why so many people trying so hard to be perfect. I truly believe that I wanted to be perfect in the past and have everything under control because I was in fear, right? And it's not a very nice topic to talk about. And I don't want to give you a bad feeling, but to think and understand what's really going on inside of us and imagine a planet who, like everyone, is trusting, everyone is going down his own path, just aligned with his soul. And there would be no one judging. How would you act? How would you go through your day? How would you do things if you won't be afraid of being judged or bad comments? So I already had that. So now I have to deal with that because I'm more in public, and of course there are people they don't like what I do. And it's hard and it's painful. But I don't want to put that effort to try hard to be someone else, to please people who doesn't belong to my tribe. And at the end of the day, it is not that perfect result, right? Not in my universe. It is about a feeling you have with a person or in a room, in a space. It's the feeling, right? And when we talk about feeling or in terms of emotions, it's energy in motion, then it's the energy. And do you know what I love most? when people give me that feedback and they just literally say to me, I love your energy. And this is all that counts by the end of the day. I lived in so many places my whole life. You don't want to know how many places I lived and how many times I moved. I'm tired of moving. But I was in places and you would say, oh, wow, you lived in a designer apartment. It was really like pure designer apartment. But the energy was harsh. I lived in places that it was nothing really perfect, but just I loved that. I just loved that cozy feeling I had. So if I would have a wish for the planet, I would say, could we just start more being aware of that energy instead of looking how it looks like? Because we are so much trained how things have to look like or in which way we should do things. And if someone comes and do it differently, we are, of course, we're freaking out. We're not used to it. And if our nervous system is there is an overload, I totally get that. And then it comes to getting grounded, having a deep breath, being aware what's going on, working with your nervous system, putting away the stress. And then we all probably can be less perfect. And what I also like is that word when we take it as a word. If it's like perfect, it's done, you know? But none of the things we do, they are done. It's a constant flow of doing and putting energy and going with that energy. So as long we are alive, and even if we are not, because no, we know that the soul can't die and energy does not die, it won't end. So it won't be perfect, right? It will never be perfect. And I also sometimes love to say, well, that's perfect, because it's that expression that I love that. But I also love unfolding, to watch things unfold. And to start creating with something. And like playing ping pong with friends or when I teach. So, what helps you to move forward? What can you do that you have a wonderful environment that supports you? And always remember, people who try so hard to be perfect, they're probably having a lot of fear issues. They do not feel safe. So now let's have a deep breath. I hope that video helped you. And I would love to have a thumb up, or if you want to share it or leave me a comment. Feel hugged, feel loved. Mahalo. Bye bye.